لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome all of you, inshallah, for today's class, which is continuation to the tafsir of the last Juz Amma. And today, inshallah, we have a new surah, which is Surah Al-Buruj. Surah Al-Buruj. And this is surah number 85, The Big Stars. The Big Stars. Surah Al-Buruj 85. As usual, that we read the surah in Arabic. After this, we give a word by word meaning. After this, we give a general meaning. After this, we go to the tafsir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد. هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. And now inshallah we're going to go with the verse one to verse number 10. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود The first verse, the wow, which end by here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the skies. So the wow here, which usually means end, comes here to be a by. السماء, the heaven or the sky, that with البروج, the big stars, واليوم الموعود و and here by اليوم the day الموعود the promised verse number 3 وشاهد ومشهود where by shahid witness mashhood witnessed. Verse number 4, قتل أصحاب الأخدود. قتل, curse and killed. May they be punished. أصحاب, the friends or the companions or the people. الأخدود, the ditch. Verse number 5, النار ذات الوقود. النار, the fire. That, with. الوقود, fuel, the fuel. Verse number 6, إذ هم عليها قعود. إذ, when. هم, a pronoun means they. عليها, by it. قعود, sitting. Verse number 7, وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود. و and هم, they. على, upon. ما, what. يفعلون, are doing. بالمؤمنين, with the believers. شهود, witness. Verse number 7. Verse number 8. وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. و and ما, what. نقموا, took revenge. من هم, from them. إلا, except. أن, that. يؤمنوا, to believe. بالله, in Allah. العزيز, the Almighty. الحميد, worth of all praise. Verse number 9, الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد. الذي, هو, له, to him, ملك, the dominion or the kingdom, السماوات the heavens or the skies and الأرض the earth والله and Allah على over كل every شيء thing شهيد witness We're going to stop here and now we're going to give a general translation to the verses Surah 85 Al-Buruj the big stars in the name of Allah the most gracious most merciful by the heaven holding the big stars and the promised day and by the witnessing day and by the witness day curse were the people of the ditch of the fire fed with fuel when they sat by it and they witnessed what they were doing against the believers and they had no fault except that they believe in Allah the Almighty worthy of praise to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth and Allah witness over everything Okay. Now we go to the tafsir of Surah Al-Buruj. Surah Al-Buruj, which is Surah number 85, is a Meccan Surah. And it consists of 22 verses. Surah Al-Buruj, the main subject, the drill on it, is the story of the people of the ditch, Ashab al-Ukhdud. It tells us about amazing story. That took place in the nations before us and shows us the solidarity and the strength and the patience of the believers when they've been faced by the difficulty when they've been tested and been trialed for no reason except that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how they stood fast and they were patient this is the main subject of the surah and also the surah is telling us that always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher an observer to what's happening among his creation and the transgressor they're going to be punished there is a day which is going to be have to pay for the wrongdoing The surah started with swearing by a sama' and the description of the sama' which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَالسَّمَاءِ بَارَى is the heaven. And as we stated before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to swear by anything that he wants. He can swear by himself, he can swear by something of his creation, but we don't have the right to swear by anything except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have to swear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verses is swearing by as-sama', and whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by something is for the Muslims and the believers to reflect on Allah, his creation, and by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, because this tells us about something great from Allah's creation, and for the Muslims to reflect on it and to see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the sky and that al-buruj that possess and holding the big stars, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made these stars for purpose and reason, which Allah made it as decoration for the heaven or to the skies, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a shooting and whipping against the devils, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had made it a means for people to know the direction, the east, the west, during the night through their traveling. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heaven holding the big stars, and in this there is a ayah and a sign and reflection for those who believe. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by al-yawm al-maw'ud, by the day which has been promised. And this is again the surah starting with reminding about the day of the judgment, because what had happened to the people of the ditch, if these people reflect and believe in the day of the judgment, they are not going to be doing something like this. So Allah is saying al-yawm al-maw'ud, which is a very serious day, and every Muslim have to reflect and always remember this day, because this day has a lot of impact on the people's life if they really believe in it. So Allah is swearing by al-yawm al-maw'ud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by al-yawm al-maw'ud, which is the day of judgment. وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. And this is also a part of what's going to be happening in the day of judgment. It's going to be a shahid and mashhud. It's going to be a witness, and it's going to be somebody be witness against. And this verse can apply to many things. Shahid can be the angels. Shahid, the witness, can be from the human being also. Shahid will be even against your own self, your body parts. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the shahid, the witness, because those people, they stood there witness to what's happening to the believers when they punish them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is a witness. And also the day of Jum'ah and the day of Arafah, and the angels, all the things is part of the witness and the things that have been witnessed. And this ummah also, this nation is a witness against other nations. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be also a witness against us. As he said in Hajjat al-Wada', Allahumma hal ballaght, Allahumma fashhad. Did I deliver the message? Oh Allah, be witness. So Allah is witness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is witness against us, and this ummah is witness against the other nations, and the day and the night will be witness about our deeds, and our parts of our body will be witness against us, and the day of Jum'ah will be witness, and the day of Arafah, and the angels also is witness against us of what we're doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by all the things, by the sky and the buruj and the promised day, the day of judgment and the witness and the things that is witness against. After this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ, may the curse be fallen on those people, may the punishment, and they may be set a distance from Allah's mercy. Who? أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ, the people of the ditch. This king and his soldiers, when they dig a ditch and they kindle a lot of fire and put a lot of fuel and wood in the ditch and put it on the crossroad for anybody to cross from one side to the other side of the town, they will screen them and catch them and ask them, does they believe in Allah or they believe in the king? So if they say they believe in Allah, they will throw them in the fire and they sit there watching the believers, their skin getting melting for them screaming and crying, suffering. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, those people who did such a thing, the companion of the ditch, they may be cursed and they will be punished, because they punish those who believe and they set free those who disbelieve. Alaykum as-salam. They punish those who believe in the oneness of Allah and they disbelieve in the king and his government, these false deities, false gods and false rulers. They punish them the severe punishment, throwing them in fire alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although he's talking here about those people who did this in the previous nations, but this is not limited. Anybody who punishes the believers with no just cause, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send his destruction on them in this life and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursing them in this life and the hereafter. And they never going to be escaped from Allah. And inshallah, this story of the people of the ditch is in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh. We may inshallah read it in the end of the class, or you may read it for yourself. But it's very well known, famous story. Basically almost everybody know about it. And if you look in the Noble Quran, you may see it there on the footnote. You can read it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ, that those soldiers and those companions of the ditch, those people who had helped the president or the king, the oppressor, ruler, the third there. To witness and to watch the believers in the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this fire by saying النار ذات الوقود, the fire that fed with fuel. You have the woods there, and every time this fire goes down, they feed it more, so it can be more fire for the believers. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And they did not do this only by the sat there by the fire watching and amused and enjoying watching the believers getting burned and suffering. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ, and they witnessed what they were doing against the believers by burning them. They watched it, they saw it, they sat there and enjoy what they were doing. But why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who've been thrown in the ditch, in the fire, they were not guilty with any crimes. They didn't do anything wrong, except the only crime they took against them and they consider it as a crime, that they believe in Allah. That their belief became a crime. It became something bad. And for them to get tortured and punished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, they believe in Allah. Who is Allah? Those people who did this, they have to be careful, because they're messing up with Allah who is Al-Aziz, the Almighty, that He is the one who is able to take revenge from the Kuffar. He is the one that in His hand is the dominion of the heaven and the earth. He is the most powerful one. He is Al-Aziz. So when you mess up with the people of Allah, when you're taking advantage of the people who worshiping the most mighty one, you have to be ready for a serious punishment, worse than the punishment that you punish the believer with. And He is also Al-Hamid, the one who's worthy of all praise. So we can see that those people, they've been thrown in the ditch, not because they steal or they commit adultery or they did anything, except their belief in Allah, which is supposed to be a good sign and good character, and something that they're supposed to be praised for. But in such oppressed time and oppressed rulers, the good will be bad and the bad will be good, and the kufr will be a means to be saved, and the iman and the belief will be a means for destruction and to be jailed and be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describing about Himself, who is Allah, that those people believe, those people in the nations before us, which God they believe in. He is Al-Aziz, He is Al-Hamid, and also He is the one الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. He is the king and He is the owner of the samawat and the earth. He is the one who is in charge of the affairs of the heaven and the earth. And what else? He is able to do all things. والله على كل شيء قدير. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing and qualifying Himself to understand that Allah is the same Allah and the only true God that was worshipped and is worshipped and supposed to be always worshipped. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know Him by His names and by His qualities. We know Him by His name, Al-Aziz and Hamid. And also we know Him by His honor. And also we know Him by His power. And we know Him also by being the possessor of all that in the earth and whatever in the heaven. And also this is indirect warning for those people who listen with the believers, because those people who believe indeed they had took shelter is the most wise one, the most mighty one, the one who able to do all things. So if Allah, as if Allah is saying to transgressors, to the kuffar, to those people who punishing them, be aware who you missing with. Be aware that this is Allah, is the one who able to do all things. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 11 saying, إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. Verse number 10. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily, those who put into trial the believing men and believing women, and then do not turn in repentance to Allah, then they will have the torment of hellfire, and they will have the punishment of burning in fire. The fitna and the trial and the temptation that been put by the kuffar for the believers, which is different from time to time, from place to place. Sometimes it can be through position, it can be through money, it can be by promising people different things to persuade them to get out of Islam and to give up their belief in Allah. The people tempt the believers by different means and different ways. And sometimes, if money doesn't work, if lust doesn't work, if desires and shahwa doesn't work, and all this temptation doesn't work, will be a punishment, will be jail, will be beating, will be persecution, all the different means of temptation. And the temptation is not only for the men, the temptation will be also for the women who believe. So we have to understand the temptation for the believers in general, not only for men, but women also will be tested, and everybody have to be aware about it, and we have to be prepared, and whenever the test come for us, that we have to be strong and we have to stay fast. We have to understand it's not going to be an easy thing, but it's going to be a temptation and it's going to be suffering, and what we have to stay fast and to have to believe in Allah and to try our best to die on this Islam and upon this Tawheed, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and he warning those who put the believer in a trial and temptation and punishment, but they did not make tawbah. Again, this shows you the mercy of Allah. If a person did something in time of Jahiliyyah, and after this they repent, they sought Allah's forgiveness, and they return back to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mercy is so great, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept them, and Allah will be happy with the repentance. But for those who did not repent, and they didn't stop what they doing against the believers in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning them, the same thing they did to the believers, Allah will be doing the same thing to them, but worse. So those who tempted the believers and they did not stop and cease and repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them, and they will have torment of hell, and they will have the punishment of burning in fire. The same way they chained the believers, the same way they whipped the believers, everything would be happening to them, but in worse, when they enter hellfire, will be fire and will be punishment for them, worse than what they did. So what you're doing today is going to be done for you tomorrow. So it's for everybody to take a lesson and to be careful and to stay away from the believers, because those believers, they worship in Allah and they took shelter in Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving them victory soon or later, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to leave things to go like this. But Allah had made a promised day, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will bring the witness and those who witness against, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle everything, and he will have a fair and just trial for those who are patient, and those who had suffered, and those who had caused them to suffer. Start from verse number 10, verse number 11. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ذلك الفوز الكبير إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد. Verse number 11. إن verily الذين those آمنوا believe وَأَنْ عَمِلُوا did الصَّالِحَاتِ righteous deed. لهم for them جنات garden تجري running من تحتها beneath or under الأنهار rivers ذلك that الفوز the success الكبير the great or big verse number 12 إن بطش ربك لشديد إن verily بطش the punishment ربك your lord لشديد indeed severe إنه verily he هو the pronoun referring to Allah يبدئ begins وأن يعيد repeat وأن هو he الغفور of to forgiven الودود full of love verse number 15 ذو العرش المجيد ذو المجيد the glorious verse number 16 فعال لما يريد فعال دور لما for what يريد wants or intends after this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let's read first the general translation Verily those who put into trial the believing men and women and then do not turn in repentance to Allah then they will have the torment of hell and they will have the punishment of burning fire Verily those who believe and do righteous good deeds for them will be gardens under which rivers flow that is the great success verily the Caesar or the punishment of your Lord is severe and painful. Verily he it is who begins and repeats, and he is oft forgiven, full of love. Honor of the throne, the glorious, doer of whatever he intends or wills. In this verse, the tafsir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he talk about what going to happen to those who punishing the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showing us the reward of those who been patient, those who been believer, what is going to be the reward. So he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وعملوا الصالحات. What is for them? First, Allah said آمنوا, and he didn't stop here. So there is a necessity for iman, and the iman have to be followed by a good deed, عمل صالح. So the promise here is for who? For those who believe and do good deeds. Because faith is something in the heart. And this faith have to bring about fruits. It's going to be in your action, in your behavior, in the way how you act, from salah and zakah and dealing with others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about faith and good deed. Good deed without faith is not going to be accepted. And faith without good deed, like a tree with no fruit, is not sufficient. You see? So both of them have to be together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, verily, for those who believe and do righteous deeds, what's going to be for them? Allah say gardens, gardens, and his is a plural, it's not one, it's going to be a lot of Jannah, many Jannah, gardens, and these gardens so beautiful. Allah is telling you that how rivers be going to be running beneath this garden, the enjoyment of watching, seeing running water beneath you. And Allah says, this is al-fawzul kabir. This is the great success. There is no success greater than this. To be from the dweller of Jannah, to be permitted to Jannah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in a message to those people who transgress against the believers, and warning them, and telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed, the punishment of your Lord verily, O Muhammad, the punishment of your Lord is severe and painful. This is supposed to be a warning to those who deny the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Warning to those who oppress the believers, you better watch, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he grabbed and when he seized, very serious, he's grabbing and he's seizing and his banishment, and you have to be worried about it. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who start and restart, the one who create and he recreate, i.e. he created you, and he also able to revive you and bring you back to life. So don't think what you did is done and is gone. He is going to bring you back, assemble you, and bring you to the promised day, the day of judgment, and question you about your deed, and you'll be rewarded or you'll be punished for what you did. So remember this, that Allah's punishment is so severe, and that Allah is able to create and recreate, to start and restart, to create, initiate, and to revive. And also, he is not only a God of punishment, but he also is all forgiven, full with love. So he has the punishment and he has the love. He have hellfire and he have Jannah. He have the reward and he have the punishment. And those who do bad deeds and disbelieve, so now they will get their share from the batch and the punishment of Allah. And those who believe and do good deed, they will get the share of the love and the forgiveness. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Lord of the great and the mighty throne, and he do whatever he wants. Subhanallah. He says this verse is full with tawheed, telling you about who is Allah, who is the one that you're supposed to submit yourself to him, who is the one that you're supposed to dedicate yourself to him and to worship him. There's no partner beside him. He's so strong, severe in punishment. He creates, he causes this and revive, and he also follows forgiveness and love. So you come back to him, he will accept you and he will love you. And he is so great, and he is the Lord of the magnificent throne. Why Allah is talking about the throne? Because the throne is the greatest of Allah's creation. The greatest of all Allah's creation is the throne of Almighty Allah, which greater than the heaven, greater than the earth, greater than everything together, is the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the Lord of the mighty throne, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this is his throne, can you imagine the Lord of the throne? He's much, much greater than the throne subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I finally said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala door of whatever he wants. So again, it shows you that everything is because what he wants, what he will, that me and you have nothing, everything belongs to him. He do whatever he wants, he do whatever he will. Nobody can tell what Allah to do. Is what he wants, what he will. Which other ilah, which other God or Lord that you can find him like Allah? Of course, no one. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He do whatever he wants. Nobody else can do anything. It's only his will. Nobody share with him. Nobody can suggest for him, recommend it for him. He doesn't have to ask anybody advice, anybody assistance. It's only his will. And this shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a will, and whatever Allah wills, this was going to be. and whatever Allah doesn't will is not going to be. And inshallah we're going to stop here and we continue next week inshallah with the surah, Surah Al-Buruj. We thank you for listening. May Allah reward you. Inshallah, if anybody have any question related to the subject, feel free to ask. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.